There are choices we make every day of our lives. Some mundane, some dire. And with choice, there comes consequence. But there is nothing to fear so long as you choose wisely. Wrong or right, the truth will be determined on the Grayscale. Let's begin, shall we?
Last week, there was a data corruption in our system, and the loss was significant.
I can't believe it.
I know. This is not ideal for anyone. That being said, the project that took the biggest hit was our Progressor app. We're back at square one. And because of the incredible marketing efforts, it's too late to change the date. So, here's what needs to happen. We need to fully rebuild and be ready to release this app in 5 weeks. Unless Lawrence or myself tells you otherwise, this is the only thing that matters in your life. Your evaluations are canceled. Your other deadlines, canceled. If you have vacation coming up, it's canceled. This is all hands on deck and it's not the time to drop the ball. Is any part of that unclear? Okay. Lawrence, any closing remarks you want to make?
All right, listen up, y'all. It's tough to do what we do. Real tough. Every single day, all y'all take the incredible, crazy ideas we dream up and turn them into an actual, tangible reality. This is no easy task. But you do it. Now, I realize this corruption has caught us with our britches down. But if there's any group of people who can get this done in the seemingly impossible time span we have, it's y'all. Some of y'all been working here for over 10 years. A lot of you, way less. Hell, the poor new guy is still in his first month. What's your name, son?
Ronald Glass.
Ronald, my boy. Get excited. Because you are about to see how hard this company works. And let me tell you, this team works pretty damn hard. We've seen some tough times, but this isn't the worst of it. And so, I want each and every one of you to know that I would not ask this of y'all if I didn't know you'd be able to deliver. Thank you. Denise?
That's all we have for this meeting. Thank you.
Man, this is bullshit. 5 weeks is absurd.
Come on. It's not like impossible.
Things can be possible and still be bullshit.
Lighten up, Steve. Ron is just excited to see us working at our full potential. Things are about to really suck.
Really?
We're talking a full week, forced overtime, just to get the thing on its feet so everyone else can work on their parts. I mean, there are backups for the skeleton of the thing, but our shit is gone.
Sheesh, man. I mean, could you guys borrow the base of it from another program and just skin it or something?
Doesn't quite work that way.
Listen, man, I'm not mad at you for having an easier job than Mallory and me. Going by hours alone, it's not even close.
Hey now, what I do isn't exactly a walk in the park either. Since the crash, Denise has been, well, crazy. I mean, she is always intense or whatever, but now it's like, I came by the office the other night to pick up some things, and when I was at my desk, I saw her, Denise. It was almost midnight, and she was still here working, and, like, visibly working. Like, not leisurely, or she just looked at me for a second and stopped. But then she just went right back to it, just fucking working.
Wow, the project manager is working late hours? That's just crazy. I mean,
shut up. It wasn't like that. She had no signs of slowing down. I figured she was pulling an all-nighter, like she was hyped up or something. But when I showed up the next day at 8, there she was, in very different clothes, not looking like she had just pulled an all-nighter. But what do I know? I mean, maybe there's two of her and one of them works nights.
Well, I couldn't blame the second one. I can't stand working with her either.
Steve and I were going to go grab lunch at the food trucks. You want to come?
Yeah, I do. Let me grab my jacket. I'll meet you downstairs.
Hurry.
Sure. What is she doing over there? Oh my God!
What does it take to achieve the American dream? The white picket fence, the 2.2 children. It's a life we all strive for, and one that's painful to obtain. Climbing the ladder, chasing a limited supply of happiness, we realize that this dream may not be attainable for all. How far are you willing to go? How much are you willing to give in pursuit of success? Ronald Glaust has just witnessed a woman split herself in two, ripping herself apart to get ahead. Will he be able to keep up with both of her? Now it is his commitment to the American dream that will be put to the test, in duplicate forms, on the grayscale.
So are you going to talk to him?
Yeah, after work, I think. I'm going to reach out. Dude had the 10 milligram ones last time, so if I can get a handful of those, that should probably be good.
So we stay up this weekend, knock out most of the frame for all of this, take a couple hour nap to recharge, and then blam, it's smooth sailing from there.
What the fuck is taking him so long? About time, man.
I just saw something really fucking weird, guys.
Are you okay? Ew, you're sweating.
You guys, I...
Ron, what the fuck are you trying to say?
I was just in the back of the office, near my computer. I was grabbing my jacket.
Where is your jacket?
Denise was back there, and I heard some cups fall over. She knocked them over, and so I looked over at her, and she just started making this sound. This fucking scary sound. At first, it was like this growl. And these ripping sounds, and then shit started cracking, and she was all twisted around, and then like... And then I saw her split herself into two people. Just like two halves of a thing. That just healed themselves. And then she... They just walked away. Both of them!
That's pretty good, man. Funny shit.
Come on, I'm starving.
You guys, I'm serious.
You saw Denise split into two. Like, twins?
Yeah. Yeah, like twins. A clone. Like a clone of herself.
And this was in the office we were just in? Full of people?
Well, no. It was the back. And a lot of people had gone to lunch after the meeting, so...
Man, you were running with this joke, huh?
It's not a goddamn joke, Steve.
Are you sure, Ron? Sometimes people see things when they are stressed or tired or hungry.
This is not me being hungry. I know what I saw.
Oh, come on! I've seen that woman do some crazy things to meet deadlines. The first project she headed here, like 2 years ago, she sank $3,000 of her own money into because they bought the wrong parts at the last minute. And that... feeling of responsibility is something I do not understand. But I do understand this. People do not divide themselves in half. That's just not how shit works.
Why would I lie about this? I need you guys to believe me.
You need us to believe that there's a monster in our office and we've been working with her for years?
I mean, think about it. Denise is what, a year or two older than us? And she's already project manager? Maybe she's found something. Something unexplainable that is allowing her to work more. Guys, I know what it sounds like, but you have to understand.
No, you have to understand. Were you listening to any part of the meeting earlier? Do you understand just how fucked this project looks right now? People's jobs are on the line. Our jobs are very much on the line. Now is not the time for the new guy to be losing his shit.
I'm not losing my shit, though.
They fired that OSC guy this morning. Ruben, out on his ass, middle of November. No way that guy is finding work soon.
Denise is a monster, no doubt about that. But I don't think she splits in two.
I know I must sound crazy right now to you two, and if I was in your shoes, I don't know if I would believe me either. But I was there. I saw her. I heard that god-awful noise she made.
You're starting to sound a little scary.
Yeah, man. Maybe you should head home. Ask if you can work from there for the day.
I'm not sick! I saw her split in two! Why won't you believe me?
Woo! Ronald must have been having some spirited discussion. Your face is mighty red. I'm so sorry to interrupt it, but I was hoping I could borrow you for a few minutes, Ron. Is that okay?
Right now? I mean, yeah. Yes, sure. Yes, sir. I'll meet up with you guys later.
Okay.
Ronald, what do you think is the greatest asset of any business?
Ideas?
It's reputation, Ron. Our reputation may be the determining factor in most of our transactions. And it's the part of this company we have the least control over. So, Ron, how do we build good, solid reputations that keep customers coming back and staying happy?
Sir, I don't...
Trust! Reputations are built on trust, Ron. By increasing the value of our word, we are gaining the trust of our customers. So that when we say that X does Y or will be done by Z, they know it will do that and be out by then.
Sir, I don't want...
See, here's the thing, son. In my job, you have to make a lot of promises. And I, as a true gentleman, am a man of my word. That word is important to me and to this company. So we, as a company, have a lot of work to do to make sure I keep those promises. Now, what I can't have is someone cracking under pressure and slowing us all down. Do you crack under pressure?
No, sir. I don't think so.
Oh, good. That's real good. Because slowing down the team could stop me from keeping those promises. And if that happens, people stop trusting me when I make promises. The value of my word goes down, and I'm asking you, what else does a man really have but his word?
Nothing.
That's right, boy. Nothing else. Deadlines are important people in your life. You gotta meet them. I tell you, I once had this fella who worked for me. And I kid you not, this guy came to me and he said he did not feel he could do his job unless he was able to both shower and nap in his place of work. About lost my mind when he asked me for that. The nerve, you know. Then I thought about it. If it will make him deliver, oh, and boy did it. What I'm trying to say to you is, I'm a fan of people doing whatever it takes to get the job done. Blow off some steam, try some crazy work technique. Just give me the results. Am I making myself clear?
Crystal, sir.
I'm glad we can find time to have this conversation, Ron. I'm looking forward to seeing what you can do here.
Thank you, Mr. Skip.
Ah, Ron. It's a family company I'm trying to run here. Lawrence will be just fine.
Okay, sir. I mean, Lawrence.
Oh, and one last thing about that. You see, one thing that I do find a little annoying about families is the gossiping that happens within them. In any family, spreading rumors, saying things without realizing how that might make other people feel, how mad it might make them. I try and keep that out of my family. You would never try and bring something like that in, would you? Spread some kind of nasty rumor about someone you work with? Someone in our family?
No, Lawrence. Never.
Good. That's real good. Because rumors are the only things that get thicker when you spread them. Thick enough to smother you in your common sense. You can't imagine what some people can talk themselves into.
I know what you mean, Larry.
Lawrence will be just fine, Ron.
I'm still not getting the problem.
We had a few users in our trial experience a similar error, but we are on top of it.
What was happening with this error?
It was a navigational glitch.
But I've already checked in and been assured that it is fixable.
What was the navigation glitch?
Users would click on this page, and then they couldn't get back.
So they were stuck.
Temporarily. Yes. But again, this should not be a problem moving forward with Progressor.
I'm sorry. Please excuse me for a moment. Get up, Ronald. I can see you hiding.
What was... hey, Denise! What are you up to?
Cut the crap. I saw you hiding behind that wall.
Hiding? What? I was down there because I dropped some...
I also saw you hiding poorly during my last two meetings. Are you following me?
No, I'm not following you.
Then what are you doing?
Like I was saying, I dropped some paper just coming back from IT. Was having some computer trouble.
IT is very busy right now.
That's what they said too.
Everyone is really busy right now, Ronald. This team has a lot to do, which is why I was concerned about seeing you so frequently this afternoon.
I completely understand. I mean, it would be almost unbelievable. You know? Crazy, even.
Yes, I think so. Well, go ahead and carry on. And...
Before you go, I just wanted to say thank you for all the work you're doing. Like you just said, well, it's just a lot, and you seem to be handling it well.
Yes, I am.
I just mean to say it is impressive that nothing has slipped through the cracks on your watch. Sometimes we all talk about it, how impressive it is, and we even joke. We say that there must be two of you. Crazy joke, right?
Ron, you seem like you have something you want to say. So why don't you just come on out and say it?
I saw you the other night working. I saw you.
And?
Maybe that wasn't you. Maybe that was the other side, whatever that other thing is. And I saw you yesterday in the back of the office.
And what was I doing? Say it. If you're so sure that it happened, just come out and say it.
I saw that thing you do. I saw it. I saw you. I saw you rip yourself in half and become two separate things. You're a monster, Denise, and I know it.
You mean like this?
You guys, you have to see this.
Right now.
Look! Someone please! Stop her! What's wrong with you people?
What in tarnation is all this ruckus out here?
Oh, sir, thank God. Look, Denise is a monster, sir.
A monster, huh?
Yeah, I got her to admit it, and...
How did you go about figuring this out?
I followed her around all day. She splits in two so she can get more work done. That's how she has been pushing things out so fast. That's it!
So let me get this straight. After spending all of yesterday hearing how much work we have, you decided to not do the job we pay you to do and to instead stalk one of your coworkers to figure out how she pushed things out so fast? And you bring this to me, and in return you want... what? Praise?
Sir, I...
You think
I don't
didn't
understand.
Know Denise is a progressor? You think I don't take the time to figure out how my best employees get things done?
But she's a monster. A literal monster. She splits in half.
And if she could split into fourths, I'd work all them sons of bitches. No shit, she's a splitter. Everyone around here splits.
What are you saying?
The same thing I said to you outside yesterday. Do whatever it takes to get the job done. Everyone else gets it. Why can't you? Grab his arms, fellas.
What the heck?
Sorry, dude. We tried to tell you to be cool.
Yeah, Ron. You kind of brought this on yourself.
Now you'll join us.
No! No! Ronald!
Here you've gone and wasted a whole workday. So here's how it's gonna be.
You're going to join us, and we are going to make you stay split and work doubles for a little while. Make up that time.
What are you doing?
Showing you how we get things done, Ronnie boy.
Well, help somebody.
Quickly now. God, I love this country.
The pursuit of efficiency is an unwillingness to accept the satisfactory, to condemn that which is a failure as the worst possible outcome, worse than death, worse than torture, worse than being torn apart in a room full of monsters. For Ronald Glaust, it's a decision he will not only be forced to live with, but suffer through. Another shift worker, doomed to spend an eternity clocking in, but never clocking out, on the grayscale.
The Grayscale is a production of CPT Broadcasting, the audio storytelling arm of Critical Point Theater, an ensemble-based performance company. You can hear more about what we do, including our other podcasts, at criticalpointtheater.com. Critical Point Theater is a sponsored project of Fractured Atlas, a nonprofit art service organization. The Grayscale is produced by Executive Director Julia Katz, Executive Producer Dylan James Amick, Podcast Production Manager Chelsea Rugg, and the head honcho of all CPT podcasts, Andrew Terrence Caberline. The Grayscale theme was composed by Isaac Jones. The increase of productivity over a given time was written by Dylan James Amick and Kate Stinchcombe, and directed by Dylan James Amick, with editing and sound design by Chelsea Rugg. The episode starred Alex Gerritsen, Emily Brock, Tyler Weaver, Carly Rhodes, and Andrew Terrence Caberline, with Nate Bettencourt as the voice inside your head. The Grayscale is available on iTunes. Please subscribe, rate, and review, and join us on March 1st for our next episode.